God did not bring you here for any other thing than for you to be properly aligned with him. God did not bring you here to receive prophecy and deliverance. Those are attractions. They are baits. The real thing is the truth he has to offer you. When the Bible says that the bride has made herself ready, it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And the fine linen is what? The righteousness of the saints. That is why God has brought you here. You must be careful that your walk with God is proper. You don't use your conscience and your sincerity to regulate yourself right before God. Praise God. Those of us that were here last Tuesday, you saw one very popular, whether it's apostle or pastor, I don't know, Ebed Damina, that said water baptism is no longer relevant in this generation. He is already writing his own formula. Ebed Damina's formula for salvation. But the formula for salvation in this age is what? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive eternal life. You can't play with the truth. The best thing God can do for you is to bring you to an assembly like this where truth is cherished, where truth is given top priority, where truth is preached, where truth is precious and treasured. I wonder if I did not receive this message in this ministry, whether I would have been a believer of this entire message. But yet we come. You are not here for anything. In this church, we see our brothers that will tell sisters that before I marry you, I must taste you. He's still in this church. The one I had, I'm still vomiting. I've not recovered from it. Where truth is that person listening to the truth in this church? We still have gifted brothers and sisters that will dupe you in the name of Lord to minister to you freely. And when they are rebuked, they go on Facebook and say all manner of things. I'm holding my mouth not to talk. Because they come before the world and appear righteous. I was in that church, serving in that church. And this is the only thing they have to do me. Because I'm not only a pastor that whenever you sin, comes out and say it. Assuming he comes to read the black book of some people, you will not talk to them again in this same church. We have to be valiant for the truth. You heard the message last Sunday, recognizing your day and his message. I wish the rapture would take place on a Sunday. If it does, a lot of people will still be here for service. You must be, God did not bring you here for any other thing than for you to be properly aligned with him. God did not bring you here to receive prophecy and deliverance. Those are attractions. They are baits. The real thing is the truth he has to offer you. When the Bible says that the bride has made herself ready, it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And the fine linen is what? The righteousness of the saints. That is why God has brought you here. There are things you need to know. We are still arguing whether even the denominational system will make the rapture. Who told you so? There are things you need to know. You must be careful that your walk with God is proper. You don't use your conscience and your sincerity to regulate yourself right before God. When Abraham made that popular statement, he said, let my experience match God's word. Let my experience, in other words, I'm having a walk with God, but I always come back to check whether my life is properly aligned with his principles for salvation. If not, you end up singing in the choir, you end up prophesying, you end up cleaning the church, You end up being a security guard at the church and you will still miss the rapture. Be valiant for the truth. Satan knows this. He knows this. He fights truth. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14 and 15, he says, Satan manifests as an angel of light, transforms into an angel of light. Why is it so? It's so that he can propagate error to man. And what is error? We say truth is the word of God. What is error? Error is anything contrary to God's word. The last time I ministered, I said error is lies in truth's clothing. Now I'm not a coordinator. If I should take this jacket from Ebenezer now and begin to wear it, I'm masquerading myself as a coordinator. I've not joined the group. I've not met the HOD. I've not registered myself as one of them. But let's say he pulls it somewhere and I go and take it and start wearing it. I am a liar in a coordinator's clothing. How will I put it? I am a normal person in a coordinator's clothes. That is how error is. It appears as truth. But it has no basis. It has nothing to do with the word of God. You can't find it. It has no root in the scriptures or in the word of God, whether spoken or written. Satan knows this. He knows that truth is what produces righteousness. So what does he do? See, Satan is not after making you poor. Neither is he after making you sick. He lost something. He lost something. And he doesn't want man to attain to that height from which he fell. The Bible says it was the anointed cherub that covered it. He was the closest to God. He was what we call the chief angel, the chief among chiefs. He said that was being in Eden, the garden of God. Satan has tasted the glory of God and he fell from it. So his agenda is to make man not attain unto that glory. So what does he do? See, if you are coming to Christ because you want to be a millionaire, a billionaire, you are going the hard way. You are going the hard way. Why are you going to climb a mountain and you are fasting for this when you can easily join a cult and they'll make you rich? I mean, why are you stressing yourself? Satan can give you anything you want in this life other than true salvation. We see him doing it. As soon as the light of the gospel started shining, what did he do? History of the church, AD 325, at the Nicene Council, he buried the truth. As if that was not enough. We read about the Dark Ages, where for a period of almost 1,000 years, the Bible was invisible to man. That means the layman doesn't know what the word of God is. Satan will never point you away from God. No. He will come and tell you, this is God. This is God. He will present his own error, his own lie as truth to you. That is the meaning of error, lie as truth. Wasn't that what he preached to Eve? You will not surely die. You know, God knows that when you eat this fruit, you will be like him. You will be like him. Lie as truth, error. Satan didn't stop people from declaring themselves Christians. But what did he do? He added other things. He added rosary. He added a mediatrix called Mary. He added Christmas Day. He added Saint this and that. He added veneration of the dead. He added all sorts, but yet he's still presenting it as Christianity. He added Santa Claus and he's presenting it as Christianity. Satan did not say you should not receive the Holy Ghost, but don't receive the original one. So why not? You want the Holy Ghost? I'll never forget my own experience meeting my redeemed pastor in 2010. He said, of course, he said it will start with Baba Baba. They just say it anyhow. He said, just that night in the cycle of that prayer, I went to my closet. Father, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Father, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Father, Baba 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 Baba. I have received the Holy Ghost. error,
lie as truth.
When he gives you this, when he makes you worship on this altar of error, unrighteousness becomes your portion. See, you must, the time has come for you to know what you believe and why you believe it. You must be certain of what you believe. Don't have this "it doesn't matter" attitude when it comes to Christianity. I pity you. Don't have this "it doesn't matter" attitude. You feel as long as you pray 3 hours every day, that means you're fine with God. As long as you keep seeing vision, that means you're fine with God. As long as you keep hearing that voice, that means you're fine with God. As long as you keep feeling fire, that means you're fine with God. Ah, Satan can impersonate all those things. He doesn't even have problem when you have those things. He just doesn't want you to have the truth so that you will not be righteous. Somebody, wake up. You need to wake up. Of course, in preaching his truth, he has very good preachers. He uses the instrumentality of men. He uses very fine preachers, like Pastor Serpent in the garden. We have so many of them today that can dissect the word of God and sweet and sugarcoat the word of God and make you see what is not in the Bible. A pastor will come before the whole world and say masturbation is not a sin. And the pastor does not have a small church. He has a crowd. And that church produces very fine worship songs. Hey, Christ Embassy. Produces very fine worship songs. But yet, preach error as truth. You can't believe what they preach in Christ Embassy and tell me you go to heaven. I'm not a politician. I believe this faith. I did not come to this church because I needed a job. I did not come to this church looking for food to eat. In fact, the person that brought me here thinking if I come here, there's a particular problem that he feels will go. The problem is still on till now. He brought me here thinking if I come, my mother will be made old, my sick mom will be made old. Till now she's, but that is not my joy of being here. That is not my reason for being here. I came here on that Tuesday evening, sat at the back, and I was hearing justification, sanctification, Holy Ghost baptism, water baptism in the name of Jesus. I almost fell down where I was. I said, in this same Bible, that day I went and got my baptism corrected. I threw away every title, every position I was pursuing in redeem. I threw it away. Say, no, I have found the truth. God will only flash it before you. He will never force you. He will only flash the truth before you. If you like, joke with it. But Abraham said, there's a thin line between mercy and judgment. God will only show you mercy. He will keep showing you that mercy and grace. But a point in time will come when God has done his best. Our God is no respecter of any man. He's flashing the truth before you now. He says, life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. He says, only you look and live. But many of us are turning away the offer of truth that God is giving us. You are in this church for years, and everything being preached in this church from this pulpit comes in through your left ear and goes out through your right ear. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. No, it is even sick people that come to church. The church is like a clinic. But how come you've been in the clinic for years? Your case not a you. How come you've been receiving treatment for years and you are still sick? Be sincere. Are you really taking the drugs? One certain time, my mother was in Lutz. She has a psychiatric problem. I was very young, and being Lord is sicker than water, they will come and give her drugs in Lutz. Beginning of 2007. Do you know this woman will receive the drugs?
You think she has taken it? When the nurse or the doctor leaves, the drug is under her tongue. She will throw it away. Not once, not twice. Every day in 2007, we were spending 11,000 every week for treatment. She stayed there for over a year. Nothing happened. What happened? She was not receiving the drugs. Yet she was collecting it, but not digesting it. That is the case of many people in Bride Assembly. You come. In fact, some even shout fire on pastor. Who? The word of God is a seed. Where is the fruit? When it's planted in your heart. We must wake up. I don't know too much, but what God shows me about this rapture, I'm very convinced that many people carrying the Bible will miss it. Because of little things, little foxes that destroy the vine. Little things. It's not just because of things like fornication. Just little things, not regulating your life by the word of God. We make somebody miss the rapture. This is a generation of prayerful Christians. You go to the mountain, you go to camp. You see prayer warriors. People pray today. With those that pray in the right way and those that are praying in error by speaking in tongues for hours. Brother says he speaks in tongues for 9 hours. People pray. But give them a little word test. The basic things for righteousness, e.g., water baptism. You see that water baptism does not even require any effort from you. Which one is easier? To abstain from sexual sin or to do water baptism? Every youth will agree with me that it's to do water baptism that is easier. Especially in this generation where women are almost naked. But yet, people jump over that little thing. Let's read Matthew 15 and see what the Lord Jesus has to say. Matthew 15 from verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God not of none effect by your traditions." Verse 7 to 9 is my emphasis. "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, These people draw it nigh unto me with their mouths, and honor it me with their lips." Let me rephrase the words of the Lord Jesus. These people can close their eyes and sing worship. These people can sing. Oh, have you seen Sinach singing worship? Sinach, all apologies. I'm here to preach what I believe is true. Have you seen Sinach singing worship? Have you seen Tim Godfrey singing worship? We sing his song here very well in this church now. Narekele, very beautiful song. Or Eben, at the center of it all. He said, they draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Just last week, I saw the video of this song at the center of it all, and I was weeping. How many people have seen that video? At the center of it all. Have you seen that video? The video of that song? There was no difference between this guy and Jay-Z in appearance. With a head warmer and a gangster dressing, singing unto the Lord. If you did not hear the song, if your volume was mute, you would think it's a worldly song that they were singing. Yet, a gospel song. They draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain, they do worship me. Why? Teaching for doctrines, the commandment of men. Do you know the meaning of doctrines? Instructions. Doctrines is gotten from the word doctor. That's to treat somebody. That means these things that we teach as doctrine. They say doctrines do not matter. Doctrines matter.
Doctrines are a necessity. Doctrines, your doctrines will either save you. 1 Timothy 4. Your doctrines will either save you or destroy you. So keep saying doctrines do not matter. 1 Timothy 4:16. You people that say doctrines do not matter, doctrines. I heard Apostle Joshua Selman talking about trying to balance between whether women should wear trousers or not. And here he was coming to mess up, let me not say the gospel, but mess up himself. Yet an apostle, speaking big grammar. And he was saying, you can't stop deeper life from nowhere entrance, neither can you stop Christ's embassy from nowhere entrance. We should do for things that bring unity in the body. We should stop all this division. Who told you so? There must be division. The Bible says there must be heresies among you, that those that are approved may be made manifest. There must be divisions. There was division between Cain and Abel. God himself set the division. What you believe matters. What you believe as a Christian matters. It can either save you or destroy you. It is not enough that you call yourself a Christian and you pray unto God. What you believe matters. So wake up and be valiant for the truth. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take it unto thyself and unto the doctrine, unto the what? Take it unto thyself and unto the, he says what? Continue in them. They will not talk about this scripture when they tell you doctrines do not matter. He says, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Your doctrines matter. Baptism in Jesus' name matters. Women not wearing trousers matters. Women not putting on attachments matters. Women not wearing earrings matters. Living a saintly life before God matters. It does. It does. Whoever tells you otherwise, whoever tells you otherwise wants to destroy your soul. What do you believe? Are you worshiping on the altar of truth? Or the altar of error? There is no in between. There is no, it doesn't matter. God sees my heart. Which your heart does God see? God does not see your heart. He sees your character. God doesn't see your heart. He sees your attitude. That is what he calls the fruit. The Bible says by faith, Abraham believed God. Yet, he came back and completed it for us in the book of James. Yet, we say Abraham believed. But when God spoke to him to sacrifice Isaac, did he obey or not? So his works made his faith perfect. God sees your works. What do you believe? The altar of truth, is that where you worship? Or the altar of error? Let's think on this scripture. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Just meditate on this scripture. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts, this is God speaking, are not your thoughts. Members of Bright Assembly Church. For my thoughts, God speaking, are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So it is your thoughts that cannot compare to the thought of God. Is it that thought that will guide your walk with God? God is the author of salvation, and he is the determinant of righteousness. You don't determine your righteousness before God. He determines it. Praise God. Author of truth or author of error. As Satan succeeded in deceiving you to worship on the altar of error? Are you in Bright Assembly Church and yet you do not treasure our doctrines? When a man of God, I think that was last month, on a Sunday morning preparing for service, I was watching him on TV.
I was so vexed. Salvation Ministries in Port Harcourt. I've sought for that video on Facebook. I didn't see on YouTube, rather. I didn't see it. So that we'll play it. He was talking of this world is not my home. And he was saying Christians should not sing that song. That you are narrow-minded if you sing that song. A pastor. So his own altar is altar of truth, right? His own altar is altar of truth. What about your revered Adeboye? People think when you walk quietly is a sign of holiness. You've not seen when a thief is going to steal. Does he walk like? He walks very quietly. Your same revered Adeboye. Open heavens, March 11 or 2011. Said some people are baptizing in the name of Jesus. Said if this spirit has caught up with you, it is the spirit of error. You should go and seek deliverance. Said it. A GO, popular GO. No wonder the same GO is the one that wants to unite the world's religion. People that don't know the truth will be applauding him for wanting to unite the world's religion. Yet you don't know that that is the work of the Antichrist. Because of ignorance. When they teach you in this church that Satan is not in any cloud 999, as our pastor will say. I've come to believe that all these people that say I had encounter, I saw heaven, I saw Satan, I was the bride of Satan for Lagos State. I've come to believe, in fact, I've come not to believe those things. Maybe when I have my own encounter, I will believe them. Satan is in the church. 2 Corinthians 11:14, what does it say? It says what? Satan is transformed into what? In our youth Bible study last Saturday, we saw this teaching. We saw something like this. We made it clear that this traditional belief of Satan having horns and looking ugly, na lie. In fact, Satan is not a black man. Because they always show somebody black with horns, with one fork, one long fork in his hand. And looking ugly, Satan. Is a lie. Satan is the brightest shining angel. Ezekiel 28, it says, thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Describing Satan. It says he is perfect in beauty. That means when Satan passes, you will fall for his beauty. He's the brightest shining angel. If seven angels should visit you, Satan is the one that is shining the most. You can't tell them, seven angels, and there's one that is shining more. Now Satan be that. That is who he is. He transforms as an angel of light and preaches this error, this lie to you as truth. Brothers and sisters, worshiping on the altar of error has dangerous effects. Error, believing error, is what reduced mankind to this estate today. They were in the garden of God, in the paradise of God. There was no sickness, there was no pain. They were not even aging. Everything was peace, joy, a glorious heavenly atmosphere. But believing an atom of error separated man from God. Believing error in the wilderness, Korah was able to gather a group of men. And they started saying, Moses, you take too much upon you. God is among us, we are only two. God did not choose only Aaron to be the priest. Error. And what happened? The ground opened and swallowed them. Somebody must have preached to Saul that don't finish, don't kill all of them. Let's offer God a beautiful sacrifice with this. Error. And what happened? Because he rejected the word of the Lord, God rejected him. What do you believe and how do you believe it? Are you still here and you think we make noise? You are wasting our time when we keep shouting, when we keep talking, when we keep sounding odd from mainstream Christianity today. I didn't give my life to Christ in Bride Assembly, so you will not say I was indoctrinated here. No. I gave my life to Christ in Redeem 2010. That was when my own journey with God started. And God knows I was seeking the truth. He brought me here and immediately I saw the light. But you've been here for how long? What do you see? Let's wake up. There are things you will hear amongst us that will break your heart. Pastor used to say people set trap for people in this church. It is true. I didn't see them. People lie against people in this church. True. Something happened on Friday. Somebody was having his bath in the men's toilet. Before he come out, both his clothes and everything, pew, in this church. When they were telling us yesterday, it was Brother Bobe that brought the news to the pastor's office. Who are surprised. You came and have your, you are taking your bath after vigil that let me go from church to work. And Mr. Labalaba took your clothes for you. In this church. In this church. Sister, it's not everybody that tells you I want to marry you that you begin to spin your head for. In this church, you have wolves in sheep clothing. You have those that will butter you with love till they take you to bed in this church. Is it cancerous gossip we want to talk about? Is it our attitude to the progress of the ministry that I want to talk about? Some people have this attitude of just come to church, pray. They don't do anything in the house of God. That shows you don't believe. What is even your service? Is the GO of this church, is it gathering you to milk money from your pocket? Everything preached here is directing you and pointing you back to God. How valiant are you for the truth? Let's wake up. Know the truth and it will make you free. Let's read Luke 12 as I begin to close. For you to see that ignorance is no excuse. Luke 12, 47 and 48. Luke chapter 12, verse 47 and 48. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. That means you know the truth, but you refuse to live by the truth. But this one is my emphasis. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. The person will still be beaten. That's the point. You didn't know, but it's no excuse. Only that the punishment of the person that knew will be higher than your own. So let's wake up. The Holy Ghost in John 16, 13 is called the Spirit of Truth. John 16, 13. Everybody in Bride Assembly, I have the Holy Ghost. Pastor will come up and say, that thing always baffles me. If you know that Jesus Christ will come today, you go with him. 90%, 95% of the church is up. I'll be looking. See, it's better for the Holy Ghost to claim you than for you to claim the Holy Ghost. Wherever God is, he vindicates that he's there. So it's better. You are not receiving award for saying you have the Holy Ghost. You are not receiving award. Go and queue at the filling station and be sure you have received oil. Don't put kerosene in your vessel and say you have oil. John 16, 13, what does it say? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Praise God. Then somebody will be in Bride Assembly. Hear the teachings in Bride Assembly. For instance, a sister. You've heard from this Bible that there's nothing like prayer ministry or a sister cannot pastor a church. Then you go and open church tomorrow. Did you have the Spirit of truth? It's clear you don't. You're anointed, but you don't have the Holy Ghost. It's as simple as that. There's no, don't let's miss words. No, the person doesn't have the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying the person is not a servant of God, a very good servant, but doesn't have the Holy Ghost. A brother that was in the same prayer group with me, those days, I was asking his younger brother that is in this church, how far with this brother? Where is he now? The brother has gone back to the former church, a denomination. So while he was here, did he receive the spirit of truth? We've had several sisters in the youth fellowship. While they were here, before they went to school, their skirt was long, sweeping the ground. When they got to school and came back, they started wearing above the knee. The revelation changed. Do you have the spirit of truth? All this I'm saying today will not profit you until you receive this spirit of truth. It's the only one that will guide you into all truth. Have you truly received the Holy Spirit? Or do you have a painted fire? I will see people ask questions and they just want the man of God to stay, to declare you they have the Holy Ghost. As much as I respect my pastor and live on his teachings, he has taught me that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit, how does he put it? The evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is the fruit or the effect fulfilled. There's a statement he says, I just slipped my mind. No, not character change. There's a way he puts it. The evidence is the work done in you. So regardless of the fire you feel, regardless of the vision you see, you have to bring back your experience and line it up with the word of God. Those that had the Holy Ghost, what did he do in their life? Back to the Bible, what did he do? Then you can be certain and sure that in that resurrection morning, you will go with him. Brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. When the Bible says, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling, it's talking to those in the church. Because you might be assuming your salvation. You might not be truly saved. You might be almost a Christian, not yet. We need to wake up and be sure and certain. Am I worshiping on the altar of truth? Have I received the spirit of truth? Don't let any man talk you into salvation. Don't let any man talk you into telling you are saved in any form. You be sure. God himself will bear witness with your spirit. And may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Let's take this hymn. Let's rise and take this hymn. Nearer my God to thee. Nearer my God to thee. Let this be somebody's prayer.
To me.